All right. Quiet down, everybody. So, last week we were talking about different teacher roles and the importance of building rapport with our students. But if we want to be effective teachers and motivate our students, we also need to possess certain teaching skills. Today, I want to talk about a teaching strategy which is called scaffolding. You may already know this word as the temporary support that surrounds a building under construction. For language teachers, scaffolding is the temporary instructional support that is given to learners while their language is under construction. Scaffolding enables learners to perform language tasks that would normally be beyond their ability. This teaching strategy is based on the sociocultural learning theory, which views learning as jointly constructed. Scaffolding is provided by teachers and also peers. So, how can a teacher effectively incorporate scaffolding into the language classroom? Well, there are 5 steps to scaffolding: modeling, bridging, contextualizing, schema building, and developing metacognition. First, modeling has teachers give examples of the language that the students can imitate and also demonstrate what she wants the students to do. And this can include specific language like describing, comparing, summarizing, and so on. Bridging activates students' prior knowledge and personal experiences. Contextualizing creates a link between the academic language needed for the language task and everyday language. This is done by providing pictures, videos, and everyday objects. Schema building helps the learner understand new information through connecting it with pre-existing knowledge. Finally, developing metacognition means making sure the students have access to learning strategies and can say what they have accomplished. Ideally, scaffolding involves giving students agency. That is to say that students have control of their learning. This is done through setting up the task, slowly pulling back, and finally turning over the role of learning to the students. Agency is a factor that contributes to motivation. To do this, teachers need to be knowledgeable in the subject matter and be willing to form partnerships with the students.